a message in from a Morehead City Council person who said that they were listening to our conversation about Ken Norman, the president of the MPS, and then Mr. Norman's successor, Bruce Senger, and that it was on the agenda to happen tonight, but it has been withdrawn from the agenda tonight. What happened was, I was told by a city councilman, is that they need to vet Mr. Senger a little bit more and just find out more about his background and who he is and make sure everything's on the up and up. And then the appointment will go forward. It has nothing to do with Ken Norman remaining apparently on the board, but it has more to do with vetting his successor. And so it'll happen likely at a very at a city council meeting in the near future. So we'll tell you more about it when that comes along. For now, though, on the program, it is time to talk with Dr. Joel Shook of Eternity Medicine here in Fargo. And if you recognize the name and you recognize the business, Eternity Medicine, you'll know that I talk about this a lot on my program, talking about banking stem cells and regenerative medicine. And so I wanted to have Dr. Shook in to talk more about this because I've had a lot of people ask me, what the heck's going on with this? This sounds kind of cool. So I want to welcome Joel Shook to the Mike McFeely Show. Hello, doctor. How are you?
Pleasure to be here. Thank you. I'm fine.
Wasn't yesterday a nice day?
It was fabulous. Oh, my gosh.
We need more days like that.
Oh, yeah.
We need more days because, and I don't know if people know this, but Dr. Shook is an outdoorsman and enjoys getting outdoors and chasing critters around the countryside. And you had an opportunity to do that yesterday, I think.
All weekend.
See, good for you, but probably not much success with the way the weather was. It was too nice.
It was too nice. The coyotes were too happy and well-fed, I guess. We watched them fall asleep, but we couldn't get close to them. But we had a good time. It was beautiful out there.
When you know when coyotes are falling asleep on hillsides, you know it's a nice day in January in North Dakota. Okay, I wanted to have you in to talk more about banking adult stem cells because I've been talking about this now for, gosh, a couple of months in the program. I've had a lot of feedback from people asking, what the heck is this about? This sounds very interesting. Need to get the doctor in again to talk more about it. What exactly are we talking about here, Dr. Shook? When I say banking adult stem cells, explain to people what I mean.
Sure. I'll kind of review the process because I think for most people, it is a very new and unknown thing. But basically, banking stem cells is a process where you harvest your own adult stem cells from blood, skin, or other tissue, and through a process of genetic and hormonal stimulants, you can revert those stem cells, which are basically cells your body has in reserve to help you heal when you have an injury. But you can make those stem cells revert back to pluripotent embryonic stem cells, the stem cells you had when you were just an embryo starting to develop. And the importance there is that instead of just having skin stem cells that can create new skin when you get a cut, these now can be stored and preserved, and then at a later time, if needed, be brought out and induced into some other kind of tissue. So if you need, for example, cardiac tissue in the future or neurons in the future or some other kind of tissue, you, in theory, can grow just about anything from these stem cells.
And the idea is that if you're between the ages of 35 and 55, and I'm 47, so I'm the perfect age, is that if you bank stem cells now, you'll have the opportunity when you're 75 or 80 or 85, if you start to have a degenerative condition like a heart or macular degeneration, or my knees start to go like they already are, or my shoulders start to go like they already are, you can go to the stem cell bank and regenerate tissue and help you along that way, right?
That's exactly it. The idea is to harvest those cells when you are still healthy and when you have good, healthy stem cells that are more conducive to the process. As we get older and our physiology and our cells wear out, the process does become less likely to be successful. So in a way, you are betting on the future that these stem cells you harvest when you're middle-aged will have a lot of uses in the future for you if you should need them. And, you know, we know how to keep people alive to a pretty old age now, and we can pretty much guarantee all of us as we get old enough, we'll have degenerative disorders. And we also know that the pharmaceutical companies and drugs and such, although they've done a great job and have exploited all kinds of techniques in keeping people alive longer. We really have not come up with a lot to treat the degenerative disorders that we get when we're old. Well, this does give us that promise, and there's literally hundreds and hundreds of studies ongoing demonstrating techniques that might be useful. We don't know which ones will come to fruition and which will have FDA approval eventually, but the future looks very bright and promising in that area.
Some of this stuff is already happening, or at least it's been tested and it's occurred, because the story you told me when I stopped into Eternity Medicine to have my skin sample and my blood sample taken was that there was a young girl who had a trouble with her trachea, right? And so they had grown a new trachea for her around a mold using stem cells.
Correct.
Do I have that correct or no?
Yeah, that's the story that really raises eyebrows about, my gosh, this must be just like living in the future, sci-fi type things. But that technique was done. A trachea was grown on a form to, and because it was that person's own cells, there was no rejection to be worried about in theory. We've been doing transplanting of marrow cells back into people for a long time. In some ways, the technique isn't quite as new as we think, but the potential new applications are just enormous. We're looking at studies to treat macular degeneration, neurosensory hearing loss, congestive heart failure, other neurodegenerative disorders, perhaps osteoarthritis, skin transplants, if you have a ulcer that won't heal, just all kinds of things. And I think the sky's the limit. It's really the future of medicine. Like I said, the big pharma has kind of exploited everything you can do with medications. Cell physiology and genetics are the real next frontier.
Dr. Joel Shook of Eternity Medicine in Fargo, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. So why 35 to 55? And I think I know the answer because you and I have talked about it before, but you know, why 35 to 50? Why not 75
exactly.
Or why not 25?
Well, that's somewhat arbitrary, but 35 to 55, those people, unless they have some already have some bad chronic infectious thing or some reason why we can't do it, those people still have cells that are quite healthy stem cells that are fairly readily reverted to pluripotent cells and multiplied and then stored. Older people don't always have as good as cells. It's the chances of getting useful stem cells aren't as great. Plus, like I said, the technology is being looked at as a future treatment. Perhaps a 79-year-old won't live long enough to exploit that technology. In the same token, people younger than 35, we think that 20 or 30 years it'll take for them before they get degenerative disorders. There'll probably be new techniques, so maybe they should wait a while and not invest in this quite so young.
How far is this going to go? Because this to me is amazing. When you and I talk about this, I look at this and go, goodness gracious, the technology and the advancements in science and medicine are just remarkable. I mean, we're talking about banking our stem cells so that in 20 or 30 years, I can possibly go back to those stem cells and fix my bad knee or fix my heart or whatever. It's just amazing.
Yeah, hopefully it'll go real far. It's very exciting. In the same token, it can be somewhat frightening, too. Are there things about it that will be unforeseen where, we're keeping certain organs alive too long and then run into other moral issues with other problems? Who knows? But for the most part, if you look at the problems and the diseases and the things we're running into now in the medical community, this seems to be one of the real promising arenas of research.
My wife asked me, so now that you're your stem cells bank, Mike, they're not going to grow another one of you, are they? That's not possible, is it?
No. I suppose if you want to know how far it can go, can it go that far? Who knows? I don't think it certainly won't be in our lifetime or her lifetime.
That's all she wants to know. Once she's gone, she doesn't care if they have another me, but for right now, she does not want another me. The other cool thing about this is that I had this procedure done, bank my stem cells, and I think I was in and out of your office in, I want to say, less than an hour. And it's not invasive. It was very simple to do. It's easy to get done.
Yeah, it's a straightforward procedure called a punch biopsy, where we numb up a small area of skin that does not have exposure to sunlight, where you can get solar damage to those stem cells. And you take just a tiny little cookie cutter, about 4 millimeters in diameter, take a little core of skin, use a stitch or two if needed, and that's it. The process itself plus the blood draw just takes a few minutes. The process of kind of reviewing what you're doing and getting the informed consent actually takes longer.
Mm-hmm. It did. All right. Anything else people need to know?
Well, I think they need to know that we wouldn't be offering if we didn't think the promise and the future were there. In the same token, we can't promise exactly what technology or what uses will come of fruition and which will not. But it would shock me if we didn't have all kinds of uses for stem cells in the next 15 to 20 years.
Cool. If people are interested, they can call Eternity Medicine at 800-352-0587 or go online at eternitymedicineusa.com. Dr. Shook, thank you. Thanks for stopping by. You bet. And good luck with the coyote hunt.
Thank you.
Let me know how it goes. Dr. Joel Shook of Eternity Medicine. Again, the phone number is 800-352-0587 or check him out online at www.eternitymedicineusa.com.